Hey everyone, and welcome back to Current Thoughts. I'm your host Jay, and today's episode's going to be a little different. In today's episode, I'm answering questions about, do opposites attract, or do similarities make stronger relationships? The questions for this topic were meant to be answered by both my wife and I to give you our different perspectives. However, she had some other obligations which prevented her from being able to record today's episode. So I am solo. So in this episode, I want to take you through those questions, answer them, and give my thoughts. Raw, real, and unfiltered. Whether you're in a relationship or not, I think you'll find something to relate to. Let's get into it. The first question was simple. Would I describe our relationship more as opposites attract or birds of a feather? And I say opposites attract. Because even though we share a lot of the same core values, things like integrity, honesty, openness, mutual respect, acceptance, and a love for travel and photography, and a drive to grow, we are opposing in the majority of other things. And when I think back to when I first noticed that, those early conversations about the kind of life we wanted, the kind of people we wanted to be, it was just there. That core alignment. That shared vision for our future. It made all the differences easier to navigate. So can I remember a moment that really highlighted our differences? One moment that really highlighted our differences was when we got picked to be on the Love and Marriage game on our wedding cruise. We were selected to play the game, and everyone expected us to absolutely crush it. And we didn't. At all. I went into it with the mindset of giving answers that would make us look good as a couple, highlighting our strengths and painting our relationship in the best light. But my wife, she was all about being 100% honest, even if the answers were a little embarrassing and unflattering. That moment really showed me something important. We had different perspectives when it came to how we talk publicly about our relationship. It was eye-opening. But also kind of beautiful, because instead of getting upset, we laughed through it. It didn't feel like a failure, it felt like a discovery, a reminder that even in all our alignment, we're still two people with different thoughts and quirks. Have I learned from our differences? Being with someone different from you has its challenges, sure, but it's also where some of the deepest growth happens. I've learned to be less laid back and more of a doer because of my wife. I used to take a more relaxed approach to life, wait and see, go with the flow. But she's shown me the value of being proactive, taking initiative, and making things happen. I've also learned to put more intentional focus on relationships, investing time, attention, and energy to help the people who matter. It's shifted how I show up in the world, and it's made my life fuller, more connected, and more meaningful. Now here's a thought experiment. What if we were exactly the same? Same traits, same interests, same habits. Would we be happier? Honestly, I don't think so. We'd lose something valuable. Perspectives and growth. Having my wife be different from me provides the chance to see life through someone else's eyes, gives you a different perspective than your own, maybe even fills in where you lack and vice versa, making you stronger together. So do I think couples who have very little in common can last? Yes, but only with respect and acceptance at the center. If you are in a relationship like that, my biggest piece of advice would be listen to understand, not fix, and curiosity can go a long way. I've seen this work in my relationship with my wife. We are very polar opposites in how we think about things. I tend to look at the positive side of a situation, and she seems to look at the negative. How we view food and drinks is different, and even our love language styles. But we've built this deep, beautiful partnership over time, so it's possible. What's one trait I share with my partner that makes life easier? One trait that I think we share that makes our life easier is our love of personal growth through experiences. We're always having new experiences through travel, photography, and everyday life with family and friends, and it keeps our life dynamic. It means we never stop growing. We never stop finding things to get excited about together. Is attraction between opposites just about excitement, or can it be fulfilling long term? I think it can be deeply fulfilling, but it takes effort. That initial spark might come from the thrill of the unknown, but what sustains it is admiration and mutual growth. Over time, I've learned to appreciate that balance. I used to think sameness meant safety, but now I know differences can be beautiful and complementary if you respect it. Even though we are opposites, what is one non-negotiable that you had to align on? For me, it was travel and personal growth. If my partner didn't share that, I think I would feel disconnected. Travel and personal growth is not just a hobby for me. It's part of who I am. Would I prefer a partner that challenges me or one that always aligns with my views? I'll take the challenge. Growth happens with people you don't align with. And I think that's where we are. We align on the big stuff, but we stretch each other in the smaller ways. We differ. And I like that. Let's talk long-term goals. How does the differences affect your long-term or shared goals? Enjoying each other day-to-day is important, but having shared visions, that's what gets you through the hard stuff. When we decided to sell our house and live in an RV, that was a huge pivot, but we got through it because we were aligned. We knew why we were doing it. We knew what freedom looked like for us. That clarity kept us grounded through uncertainty. How do I think the world sees us? From the outside, I think people on the outside view our relationship as definitely I'm batting out of my league. But I also think that people see our similarities more than our differences. I think they see our similarities as what brings us together, and our differences is what makes us unique as individuals. And I know this just because people match certain traits to one another. Like my wife's a big helper, a big doer. If they need anybody to help them do anything, they turn to her. If they have a more complex issue or they want to bounce something off of somebody, they come to me. They see me more as an intellectual. I don't know why they see me more that way. Maybe it's more because I'm a very logical person, I guess. But honestly, I love that. I think people judged us when we first got together. I know some of her friends, I felt the judgment because they were actually saying something to the effect in front of me, actually. They actually said stuff like, huh, I didn't think you'd go for somebody like that. And I did not know how to take that. I didn't know if they were talking about my looks, if they were talking about maybe comparing me to her previous relationships. But I didn't take too much offense to it, because as time has passed, they've changed how they see us. Because what they see now isn't a perfect match. It's respect, balance, two people who bring the best out in each other. So are differences more likely to cause growth or frustration? On the surface, if you ask somebody that question, I could easily see them saying that it would cause frustration. Because, for example, I drink coffee, I drink tea, my wife drinks none of those. It gets a little frustrating sometimes on that. I love to eat. I'm a huge foodie. My wife is a very picky eater, and she has very particular taste. That gets a little frustrating sometimes. But I've come to accept who she is, and I shouldn't say I don't push her out of her limits, because when we travel, I try to get her to try new things, and I've seen her come around on that as well. Things that she may have never tried on her own if she was going someplace, I've gotten her to try it, and she's been pleasantly surprised because of that. So I see growth in that. Growth of her stepping out of her comfort zone and trying something new. I also, in the past, have had relationships with women that seem to be on the same page as me, seem to be into the same things that I was. Come to find out, they were just saying what I wanted to hear. And so when me and my wife got together, that was one of the big things. I definitely made a point of pointing out to her whenever she would agree with me, was I would always stop and ask, are you sure that's what you really think? Because I really want to know what you really think. I don't want you to just agree with me, because I've had that in the past and it hasn't really worked out. But my wife, being a very honest person, if she has a differing opinion, she'll let me know. And I love that, because that's where it allows me to see a different viewpoint, a different perspective, and that allows me to grow as a person. So if I could magically transfer one of my traits to my partner, what would it be? This one's pretty easy. It would be my ability to relax and de-stress. I would love for my wife to take up that trait of mine, because I see that she struggles with this, and I worry about her physical and mental health, and I see that she's struggling because of it. But at the same time, I would love more of her doer attitude, as I get stuck in the details of planning too much rather than doing. So how can differences be beneficial or harmful? Some differences help, like personality, pace, or habits. They challenge you in good ways. But others, like values or communication styles, can be harmful if you don't address them. My wife and I have worked through that by having hard conversations early. We respect each other's opinions and thoughts, but we also don't avoid the friction when it matters. If we continue to grow more similar or more different over the next decade, which would I prefer? I would love to see a little more similarities, and I'm already starting to see that as more time passes and the more we travel, because I see my wife coming out of her shell and being a little more adventurous and trying more things. I also see her relaxing more as we take a lot more cruises. I see her being able to unwind and relax a lot more. But I still want the differences that keep us curious. And so how do we nurture that blend? I guess just check in, stay curious, and don't assume. And try to find personal growth in those differences. That's really the secret sauce. So this one was a lot shorter. Those were my answers to the questions. It was a conversation with myself, but really, it's a conversation for all of us. Because whether you're opposites, twins, or somewhere in between, relationships are all about discovering how two people can build a life that's both grounded and growing. aligned, but evolving. So I hope today's episode gave you something to think about, whether you're in a relationship or just reflecting on the kind of connections you want to build. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And if you enjoyed this style, let me know. I might do more solo episodes like this in the future. Until next time, stay curious, stay connected, and keep living with intention.